Hello and welcome. It is the Thursday, the 12th of October 2023, which means it is the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast from the Veg Grower Podcast. Hope you are well and having a great week. Now, the weather this evening, it's suddenly changed. We've got some rain. Not the strong rain that comes down from the sky. It is this sort of misty rain that doesn't look like you're going to get wet, but then when you walk out, your face just gets completely soaked. It's not pleasant rain as I determine it to be. But I have to admit, we do need a bit of rain. We have been pretty dry here lately. We have the odd shower, but it has been dry here. As much as I dislike the rain because it prevents us from doing work out in the garden or the allotment, we do need it. And I believe tomorrow is also going to be rainy, but the weekend is going to be dry, which of course means gun and allotment work. Now, as you know, let me say that again. As you might be aware, I always like to share with you my plans for the weekend. And I do this on the hope that it might inspire you with a few tasks that you might want to tackle on your own allotment or your garden too. So first of all, Saturday morning, I'm going to head down to the allotment and do a little bit of weeding. Now, I've not been down there much this week. I normally like to try and go there after work, but this week it hasn't been possible so much. But when I'm down there, weeding is going to be a must because I haven't been able to do any this week. I will be harvesting a cabbage plant that the cabbage is sort of ready. I think it could grow more, but I need it out of the way. And the reason that I want it out of the way is because I want to plant my onion sets and it's sort of in the way there. So, yeah, onion sets are going to go in this weekend as well. Now, I always do my winter onion sets. They overwinter and grow throughout the winter months. And I want to get them in this weekend so that they will be strong enough to grow over winter. I do these every year. And I will actually also be growing some in the spring as well. These aren't the only onions I'm going to grow. They don't store as well, these overwintered onions, I find, but they're still good enough. Now, if I have time after that, I'm also going to continue levelling out the ground in order to start moving the shed. But that's only if I have the time. Getting the onions in are my priorities. Now at home, I also want to get a couple of rows of onions in too, but I also want to plant some spring bulbs. Now I usually plant spring bulbs in order to bring in the pollinators and add the bit of colour in the spring, just to help out a few of our plants. We have got to be careful when it comes to spring bulbs because they're not generally edible, so we don't want them growing in our edible beds. What I usually do is I actually grow my things like daffodils or tulips in pots. But what I now start doing is last year's daffodils and tulips that are in pots, they've come out and they go into the ground in the pathways or somewhere like that just to add a bit of colour, like I said. And then all the new daffodil bulbs and tulip bulbs will then go into pots to make a nice display. Now, as you know, I tend to only do edible gardening here, but these are something that I do feel we need to add just to bring in some of those pollinators, like I've said, just to give them a bit of a food source, and they look good as well. And of course, some of the old bulbs will end up down on the allotment too. Now, added to that, I'm also going to be sowing a few seeds. We're going to be sowing spring onions, winter lettuce and cauliflower, to name a few. And now this brings me nicely on to the seed that I have sown today, and these are seeds from this month's gift pack. So what seed have I sown? I've actually sown the broccoli Di Cicio, which is an Italian heirloom variety. Now I love broccoli. I've got to admit, I prefer broccoli cheese over cauliflower cheese. It is absolutely delicious. It's more flavorful. And I always feel good after eating broccoli. I've got to admit, it's one of those that just feels like it makes you healthier just by eating it. That being said, it is not an easy plant to grow. It is a member of the brassica family, and quite often the brassicas are the harder ones to grow. But it doesn't need to be. It's going to be a big plant, and it's going to be in a plant or in the ground over winter. It's going to take up the ground for quite some time. So just make sure that where you are growing these plants is well prepared. However, it is going to be worth it. As I said, they are a delicious vegetable. Now, what I've done today is I've taken the seed and I've sown them into my usual seed trays. Now, these are my green seed trays, and I just filled those up with seed compost with a bit of perlite mixed in. I scatter a few seeds over the top, and then I just sprinkle over a bit of compost on the top, about half a centimetre to a centimetre. Then what I do is I take another tray and just tamp it down gently to make sure, tamp down the compost that is, make sure all the seeds are in good contact with the soil. I've then left those in my greenhouse to germinate. I'm leaving them in the greenhouse just to get them started off and make sure the greenhouse is ready to use. Now I expect the germination to take about 2 weeks, but once these plants are large enough to handle, I will then I will then prick them out into larger pots that they can grow on. These are just pots of multi-purpose compost. Nothing difficult. We'll just leave those in the ground, in the pots to grow on. So once these plants are then large enough that I think they can be handle going outside, I will then plant them out in my brassica bed. Now, the brassica bed I've already mulched with plenty of compost and added lime, but when I'm planting them out, I'm also going to add a bit of bone meal as well to add a bit of feed to the soil. Now, of course, you could actually sow these seeds directly into the ground where you want them to grow, and that will work quite well at this time of year. I don't tend to sow anything directly, or very rarely I do, just because I think it makes more space for me. But if you wanted to, of course, you can. Now, our winters are pretty mild here on the south coast, so they will be in the ground and they probably won't need much protection, but I will keep a close eye on the weather to make sure. However, if your winters are harsh, then you might want to offer a bit of protection. Now, this could be you grow them in the greenhouse. They might get a little bit hot in a greenhouse, but that is certainly an option. You could grow them under cloches. Again, they might get a little bit hot, but I don't think that's going to be too much of a problem under cloches, or under netting is the other option. Just keep an eye on your plants as they get bigger and bigger, that they don't outgrow the cloche or netting. Now, netting is not a bad idea to grow you over your brassicas anyway. There's going to be a lot of hungry pigeons around. In fact, I've looked at some of mine on the allotment and I can tell they have been munched on. So netting's a good way to make sure that they don't get eaten anyway. Now, all we're going to do is grow these over the winter, keep them well watered, which you probably don't need to do much watering. They will look after themselves. In terms of feeding, probably not going to need much. There should be plenty in the mulch and plenty in the bone meal. In the spring, I would expect to see the heads develop. Now, the trick is knowing when to harvest the head before they bolt. It's one thing, a bit like cauliflowers, that makes broccoli a little bit difficult. You do get a bit more time with broccoli. They are a bit slower to bolt than cauliflower. And of course, growing them in spring, they're less likely to bolt. But what I'm usually looking for is a nice tight head and about 15 centimetres across. When I see that, I would just cut it off and bring that indoors. Now, when I cut it off, I leave the plant in the ground. And the reason for this is that a few weeks later, you can actually get a smaller head develop on the broccoli. So you get two crops or two harvests from one plant. And it's the same with any broccoli. I always do this with broccoli now. So as easy as that. Nothing else to really say. Just make sure that pigeons don't get to them and make sure you harvest them in time and plenty of mulch and bone meal. Give it a go and let us know how you get on. Don't forget, I'm always happy to hear an email from any of you. It's always a pleasure to get an email. Right, guys, you take care and I'll speak to you again next time.